Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
The focus really needs to be like adding in and thinking about what am I putting on my plate? You know, that's where the magic is going to happen. You know, we know that by reducing the meat, the dairy, et cetera, we are going to get, you know, much better health outcomes. That's going to be great for us. But it's what you put in as well that's going to really help and getting that true variety.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human. Hello, humans. Welcome back to I Am Human. I am your host, Dr. Yami, and I am so happy to be here with you today. Please subscribe, rate and view my show, and share it with someone you love. To be human means to sometimes fall into an unhealthy relationship with food, but it also means to deliberately learn how to eat and live in a way that you honor your body, your health, and your joy. My guest today has personal experience with both of these paths and is here to encourage us to eat more whole plant foods. Vanessa Sturman helps leaders, individuals, and sports people eat their way to great performance, increased resilience, and a healthy weight by implementing non-restrictive healthy eating habits and incorporating more delicious plant-based whole foods. No dieting, no fads, and you still get to eat your favorite foods. As a specialist health coach and award-winning speaker, she's a regular on BBC Radio and is featured on Sky News, Talk TV, Times Radio, LBC, and many more. Her one-on-one clients get results such as hormone balance, reduced inflammation, great energy, great gut health, reduction in joint pain and bloating, and much more. Her approach is always bespoke to ensure it fits in with their lives, budgets, personal goals, and food preferences. In this episode, we discuss her journey from poor body image and binge eating to food freedom and improved health through a plant-based diet. We also talk about the benefits of plant-based foods, as well as ways to integrate this way of eating into a busy lifestyle. We also touch on fueling for athletic pursuits and the biggest mistake she sees when people first transition to a plant-based diet. I know you're going to love this episode. It's very practical, and it's great for people that are first transitioning to a plant-based diet and need some tips on how to get started. Thank you so much for being here. And now let's welcome Vanessa Sturman.
The information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. If you have concerns about your health or well-being, please consult a healthcare professional. This podcast episode contains sensitive topics that may be triggering to certain people. Listener discretion is advised.
Vanessa Sturman, welcome to I Am Human. What a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's amazing to see you again.
Well, I'm excited to get into your story and talk a little bit about your journey and all of the work that you've been doing. So let's start from the beginning. Tell us about your plant-based journey. How did you get to where you are today?
So my journey starts a little bit before I actually went plant-based. So when I was about 20 years ago, nearly 20 years ago when I was 17, I actually had a binge eating disorder. And I went from starvation and running 7 miles a day to binge eating absolutely everything, just like the most extreme hunger and urge to eat that you could possibly imagine. And it was one of the most unhappy times of my life. And it was pretty horrendous. And I had this out of body experience one day where I realized I have to do something. I can't live like this. This isn't going to happen. So I, you know, sort of said, okay, what are the things I'm really, really struggling with? I'm really struggling with understanding my hunger signals. I'm really struggling with staying a healthy weight without dieting. I have no idea what to do. I either think it's starvation, and then I eat so much because my body can't take it anymore. So I decided at that point as a 17-year-old, I'm going to go look into nutrition. I'm going to try and really understand what makes the body full, what healthy eating is, how can I still eat things that, okay, like cake. Cake was definitely a part of the plan without putting on weight, without feeling guilty, and just kind of live like a normal person. But obviously, I had no idea what a normal person is. And the word normal, obviously, I know now that, that's not really a thing anyway. And it's different for everyone. But I couldn't live the way I live. And as I started learning more about nutrition, I did really start understanding that the power of plants and becoming what, even though I was still like a really big meat, fish, and egg eater, I'm not going to lie about that. I started to understand the power of plants. I understood, hey, actually, you can feel really good on these. You can bulk out your plate with these amazing foods and get really full. I started to understand all those kinds of concepts. And I really learned how to build this into my everyday life and be start being really relaxed around food, but then still have pretty good health. And then 8 years ago, probably 9 years ago now, actually, I went to India for fun and decided not to eat meat because I didn't want to get sick. Yeah, that was the only reason. And I discovered how amazing lentils were. I know it sounds silly because I'd looked so much into nutrition before that, but I'd never been forced to be vegetarian. I'd never done that before. And I kind of had this idea, which I think a lot of people might have, of like, actually, I'm not going to be full if I'm on a plant-based diet or if I'm vegetarian. It's going to be pretty bland. It's going to be difficult. And I'd had some really bad vegetarian food that was really unbalanced, and I really didn't feel that great on it. And I started looking into this. And when I got back from India, I cannot even remember what I put into Google, but my whole world turned on its head. And I discovered, you know, the cruelty that we'd been doing to animals and how horrific this was. And my heart was just bleeding. And I was like, I've got to tell people, I've got to do something. And, you know, because I had so much knowledge of how to research, I knew so much about food. I was like, well, this doesn't look that difficult. I'm just going to transition. And within 3 months, I was fully vegan. And then, you know, moved on, and we can obviously talk more about this, you know, moved on to teaching other people how to build this into their life and have thriving health, but without restriction, and actually just make steps that create progress and make sure that, you know, you are doing it in a way that is optimal, filling, delicious, and fun.
Okay, I want to go back to what you said about out-of-body experience. Yeah. Was that just a figure of speech, or did you truly have an out-of-body experience?
Okay, so it might be a figure. It depends what that. So I did sort of see myself from above, and it was the first time I kind of became conscious. Maybe I'm talking about it as a figure of speech. Maybe other people will still connect with it, but it was the first time I truly became conscious of the things I was doing. And I'd been in this place for like 2 years. And people saying to me, you're sick. Like you can't carry on like this. And I was like, no, leave me alone, and hiding all this stuff. And that moment was the first time I actually saw what I was doing and was like, you can't do this anymore, you know? So it was a very specific big moment for me. I even remember which house I was. I remember every single, that which house, which room, everything that I was in when this happened.
Wow. Do you feel like it was a way that your soul was communicating with you and trying to get your attention?
I do. It was almost like I don't want to say under some sort of, you know, it's not under a spell, but it can, you know, feel. I didn't see it. I didn't see it before, and I didn't see a way out. And it was so weird because it was only after I decided to do something about it and take action that actually a lot of mental health issues came with that. Weirdly, even though you think actually, surely all the mental health issues were when you were in this awful place, and yeah, it was hugely.
But because I suddenly had to face everything and I had to let go of a lot of control. You know, when you're doing sort of starving and binging, you're very in control of everything and you know exactly what you're going to do, exactly how much you're going to eat every day. Everything is really controlled. And when you decide, actually, I'm going to get to a place where I have a better relationship with food, you then have a relationship to work on. And so many, you're suddenly facing up to all these feelings and the fact that, you know, what you're doing wasn't working and actually how maybe you don't have the love for yourself you thought you had. And so all these things were coming up. And, you know, I did get some counseling and that was really, really helpful. And yeah, it was a great experience though, because I had to learn a lot about myself and understand, you know, food, it's a relationship with food. It's not perfect every day. It's like any relationship, whether you have it with your partner, your child, your friends, like it goes up and down, but in the majority, it should be good. In the majority, it should be good, but it doesn't mean there aren't difficult days. You know, we can all have difficult days with food and it doesn't mean all is lost. It's just like, hey, that was just a day. It was a bit more difficult, but I didn't realize that before. You know, I thought everything's got to be controlled and perfect, but it's just like a regular relationship.
So it's definitely an evolution where you kind of had this moment where you snapped out of it. You're like, I want to feel better about myself. I want to feel better about my relationship to food. Tell me more about after you transitioned to a plant-based diet. Did you feel any difference in your body? Did you feel any mental health differences? What was going on during that time?
I think before I became fully plant-based, I saw so many changes because I was still putting better foods in my body. You know, I was putting so many more vegetables, fruits, nuts. I was getting really into variety, eating in a really amazing, balanced way. There were still so many changes. Things felt good. I was able to maintain a healthy weight. My skin started to clear up more. And that's the changes I saw by building in more plant-based whole foods. And then when I went fully plant-based, again, I had several like transitions. And I think, you know, this is also an important point for everyone. Again, nothing is like, you know, I'm going to make every change and then this is me for the rest of my life. You kind of have like, everyone has iterations in their journey. And, you know, if you're in the nutrition space, you're learning new stuff all the time. You're learning new things. Your mind does change on things. You know, new research comes out. You see other approaches. You understand more about behavior. And you're like, oh, actually, I'm going to kind of tweak that as well. So I had a few iterations. So when I went plant-based, I did feel great. I think I found it much easier to, you know, maintain a healthy weight without dieting and just getting nice and full once I understood what I needed to eat and was like, this is such a great tool for not dieting as well, which is, you know, a huge part of how I help people as well, just to kind of eat amazing food and not have to worry about diet culture. I definitely saw an improvement in my energy levels. And, you know, I think it's quite, you know, you're told, you know, as you age, your energy is going to go down. My energy has definitely gone up. Yes, there's different things I want to do with my life. My energy levels definitely went up. My bloating and gut health definitely improved as well. And I just think generally I've got more of a clarity of skin, for example. I know all of these are anecdotal when we talk about them on ourselves, but they really, really are significant. And I think another really amazing iteration I had, and again, this took me going and doing more learning and understanding. I had the most horrific period pains, you know, even at a point while I was plant-based, and terrible cravings before my period. And like the thing is, I know your hunger levels change, you know, females have cycles and like the cycle is so beautiful, but I was having some symptoms where I was like, this is just quite extreme. You know, I could eat a house like, you know, the week before my period. And actually this is stopping me kind of doing normal things I want to do. So after making even more iterations, in what I was eating and understanding what I needed, my period pains massively reduced. My cravings really reduced. I still had, you know, the beautiful ebbs and flows that you get of your cycle. That is completely normal. But getting really sort of lowering the debilitating symptoms of that cycle.
So tell me, why are whole plant foods so powerful?
So many reasons. I mean, I think there's two sides of this as well. And, you know, I come from the place of course, I think there's so many advantages if you go fully plant-based with plant-based whole foods, right? But there's so many advantages to just building more in and reducing animal products. So I think on going on the side of reduction first. So say you build in more of these plant-based whole foods, it helps you reduce foods that are not so great for you. Those are, for example, especially the processed red meat and the red meat where, you know, you're exposing yourself potentially to things like cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes. You're reducing some of those foods that might cause some of these diseases, and you're pushing in more of these other foods. I think what's really important about plant-based whole foods for people to remember is fiber. You know, that's what most of the Western world are deficient in, especially in the UK and the US. You know, you're talking about 1 in 10 people getting the amount of fiber they actually need every day. And fiber is just incredible for so many reasons. So first of all, it's what our good gut bacteria feed off. You know, they feed off fiber, prebiotics, that's fiber. And so many people don't know that. So many people think of gut health and they go, well, I better go and spend loads of money on probiotics, you know? And yeah, probiotic foods can be fantastic. And that's an important thing to look at as something to build in. You know, that's things like our kimchi and our sauerkraut and, you know, live plant-based yogurt and things like that. But that's just a small part of what we want to build in. We want to build in this massive variety of plant-based whole foods full of fiber to feed that diversity of good gut bacteria. And that is going to affect our energy levels, our immunity, our hormones, our digestion. So, you know, these are huge advantages that we're going to get. And we know that by building in more of these foods that we get a reduction in risk of things like our, you know, our major killers, the stroke, heart disease, type 2 diabetes. But it can also really, really help in other ways with your energy levels and performance. Increase blood flow, decreasing your recovery time after exercise, for example. You know, we know so many things about building in these foods that are important. And then on a very practical level, putting more of these foods on our plate, you know, when we're talking about plant-based whole foods, these tend to be foods that are low calorie density, not always, but a lot of them, your fruits and your vegetables especially. That means there's not many calories in a particular volume. Whereas if, you know, you look at something like butter, you know, you've got a lot of calories in a small amount of space and it doesn't fill you up. But you've got, you know, in these plant-based whole foods, you generally, with a lot of it, have low calorie density, high nutrient density. So a lot of nutrients going on there as well. High water content, things like fruit, and, you know, fruit gets so much abuse in the media when it's actually that, you know, something everyone needs to be eating more of. And people say, yeah, but the sugar in fruit. No, it's completely different, packed with that fiber and nutrients. We need to be eating more of that. But it's high water content as well. So it's not only hydrating, but it's also very filling as well. And we do have this massive epidemic of obesity. And, you know, there's all these, I'm going to put in massive inverted commas, solutions to that. All sorts of diets and fads and detoxes and things like that, when actually we can be eating our way to a healthier weight, you know, piling our plate with more of these foods that really reduce cravings for later and are going to help you not eat the foods that may not be so helpful for your body.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so whenever you're working with clients, what are some of the benefits that your clients experience after adopting a whole foods plant-based diet? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, sure. So the way I work with people, I get some people, just to give a bit of context, who are completely vegan and they really want to optimize, or, you know, they don't really understand nutrition and they're not eating healthily. And then I get a lot of people who they come to me with a problem and they're like, hey, I know I need to build in more of these foods. They, you know, or some of those, a lot of those actually kind of meat eaters or vegetarians as well. And they really, really need help. One of the big things people see as an initial element, especially at the start, is, hey, I actually feel more full. You know, I didn't expect that. You know, I'm building in more of these foods and it's kind of managing cravings and, like, actually this is making life a bit easier. So that's like a really, really cool first one. A lot of people, as an initial aspect, really see a drop in bloating. Not always, but, you know, a lot of the time they're like, actually my gut just feels a bit more settled. You know, it feels better. A lot of people say they have more energy, you know, and this makes sense. They're eating foods with, you know, a lot more nutrients in as well. And a lot of them, I help them no longer be scared of complex carbohydrates, you know, which are a great source of energy. You know, that a lot of them are saying, you know, I'm going to eat, maybe they were just having a bit of meat and some veg, or, you know, just very small amounts of carbs. They're convinced that carbs were their problem, basically. Another item that gets a lot of bashing in the media as well, complex carbohydrates. So that's, you know, our whole grains, our root vegetables. Just for anyone who's sort of confused about that, I'm not talking about our refined sugar here, talking about our healthy complex carbohydrates. Getting more of those in, they realize actually these are not going to give me issues. These are not going to be, this is not why maybe I couldn't lose weight. These are actually helping me. They're getting me more full. They're maybe helping to reduce my bloating, and they're giving me more energy. So those are the very general ones. And then you get some more sort of, you know, specific ones. I get some people I work with who are maybe marathon runners or, you know, football players, and they say, actually, I've got more energy on the pitch. I'm sleeping better. I'm recovering quicker. Another amazing one is, you know, women saying, actually, my period pains have reduced, which is great. Whether they've got endometriosis or whether they just have painful periods, they're saying, wow, I'm experiencing this so much better. And it's that mix, I think, of really cutting down on the animal products, or, you know, if someone's already vegan, cutting down on, you know, the cookies and the biscuits. You know, I've had clients and they literally have cookies for breakfast. You know, not all. There's some people who just want an optimization. There's some people who are like, hey, you know, I really know what I'm doing isn't great. And they experience all this range of benefits. I've never had one person, if they've actually gone and made changes, who's not experienced some amazing benefits.
Yeah. If you look at least for the United States, where we're deriving our calories from, we're deriving the majority of our calories from ultra processed foods and then animal products. And I think it's about 12% from plants, but half of that is French fries. What wow. Y'all call chips, right? Y'all call French fries chips, don't you?
We do call them chips.
Yeah, which really, I think you would agree that probably does not count as a health food. It can be part of a healthy diet, obviously. Yeah. But I think, especially when you were talking about earlier, vegetarian diet, I always think of French fries, Diet Coke, and mac and cheese as a typical vegetarian diet. So we definitely want to be emphasizing all those whole plant foods for their fiber and their nutrients. And that definitely can make you feel much better if you have been eating that standardized Western diet, yeah, which is high in ultra processed foods and doesn't make you feel very good.
100%.
Well, how is it possible for busy people? We're all so busy in the modern world, yeah, careers, children, all of our hobbies and, you know, side pursuits. How can we incorporate plant-based eating into our lives and routines when we're busy?
So a few kind of things to, I think, set the scene. First of all, this does not mean you have to become a master chef. This does not mean you have to cook every meal. And I think the whole ultra processed food thing, which is more complex than just every ultra processed food is just as bad as each other. It's made people think as well that if they're not cooking at home, that everything they're eating is unhealthy. Or it makes them think if they're not slaving over the stove, oh, it can't possibly be healthy. So I'm going to go over a few little tricks as well. And also just remembering when we're talking about a whole food plant-based diet, or we're talking about building in more plant-based whole foods. And I think this building in is a really helpful mindset, because there are so many people who just aren't there yet. And knowing, actually, if you just start taking some steps, it's beneficial. It's not like I either do it 100% or nothing. And you've got to start somewhere, right? Every journey starts with one step. Okay. And that's the most important thing, building in those habits. So if we're talking about plant-based whole foods, we're talking about our fruits, vegetables, legumes. So that's our beans, our lentils, our peas, our complex carbohydrates, other proteins like tofu, our nuts and seeds. So you've got these simple ingredients in that form. So a first thing that you can do is, hey, where can I build in more fruit and vegetables? That is one of the easiest places to start. Even if you're eating a meal that is not that healthy, just because it's not that healthy doesn't mean you can't add something healthy. Again, it's not like it's either healthy or not. So say for breakfast, you are having some cereal with cow's milk. Okay, first of all, let's swap the cow's milk for a plant-based milk. That's just one switch in the store. Start going to the plant-based milk aisle, okay? That's the first switch. Right, maybe you're having a cereal that is, again, it's not very healthy, very sugary. Okay, let's switch that out for oats. Super, super simple switch. And then, right, there's other things we can add to it, but we'll just go simple for now. But right, I'm going to have like two pieces of fruit on that. Busy people can grab a load of frozen fruit. If you're like, yeah, but I don't go to the store very often. Okay, stock up on the frozen fruit, put it in your freezer. So even if you're like, oh, I don't have fruit, there's no fresh fruit, get in that freezer, add some frozen fruit, heat it up in the microwave, and have at home as well some jars of nuts and seeds, chuck some of those on top. So that's breakfast kind of done. If you're busy, and this is something you can now apply to every meal or everything you assemble. So we can also assemble food on the plate, and that's fine as well, right? But if you have Tupperware, storage containers, make sure they're proper clip lock, make it put it in your bag, take a spoon and take it out with you. If you're like, yeah, but I had to leave the house really early. Cool. Your bag's big enough. Just take that breakfast with you and eat it, whether it's on the train, it's at your desk, whatever it is. Start like building in these habits where if your problem is I'm always out and eating stuff that's not so healthy, start bringing a few things with you. So that's like one of the first things that you can do. And even at work, storing some oats and chia seeds in your locker, buying on the way to work, there's still going to be stores on the way to work, right? You can go in there, grab a few pieces of fruit, have some nuts stored in your locker at work if you have them, some nuts in your bag, whatever it is. We can build these in this really clever kind of way. And that was just one, I say small switch, but people do that switch in like a day or two when I give that to them from their kind of milk and less healthy cereal to those kind of few changes. So that's one example, but I can give you loads more if you'd like them as well.
Yeah, for sure. But let me comment on that real quick, because you brought up something else that might incentivize people and they have no clue. So many people eat out frequently throughout the week.
Yeah.
And it is so expensive. So people are always like, I want to have more money for this, or I never have enough money for that. Listen, start making your own food. It doesn't have to be gourmet cooking, but prep it, take it with you. You're probably going to be saving hundreds of dollars every week. I mean, there's people that buy breakfast and lunch out every single day. You could be saving so much money because it's just not getting cheaper to eat out. It adds up. And it really does save you a lot of money to pack your own food, and it gives you more nutrients and fiber usually, because eating out, it's very difficult, especially for fast foods. We're not at the point yet where the choices are excellent. There's definitely some places that you can make good choices, but it's not going to be the same, as having your oatmeal with your fruit and that kind of thing. I am so happy that it's almost summer. It may seem like you're gonna have lots of extra time to be lazy and spend lots of time in the kitchen, but let's face reality. Summer brings lots of traveling and spontaneous activities, and you don't wanna be stuck planning meals, shopping for groceries, or laboring over a hot stove. Make life easy, like summertime, and try out Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited process ingredients. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. Listen, you don't want to get home from your trip to an empty fridge and nothing to cook. You're tired, you're jet lagged. The last thing you want to do is go to the grocery store. Green Chef is your summer lifestyle lifesaver. You can even take Green Chef meal kits with you to your vacation rental. Easy peasy. Find recipes for every lifestyle, including plant-based diets. Green Chef delivers quality whole foods with limited process ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options. You get to choose from 80 plus flavor-packed options that allow you to take back time in your kitchen and have dinner ready within 30 minutes and lunch in 10. Try 15 plus new recipes every week. Here's the best part. Green Chef delivers everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, as well as some produce that come already pre-chopped, and custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are very simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. What I love most about Green Chef is that it takes the stress out of cooking. The recipes are easy to follow and everything you need is included. So even less experienced cooks in your house can prepare a delicious home-cooked meal. We have loved using Green Chef in our household, and it's perfect for any season, especially if you want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table. Don't let the summer vacation schedule throw you off your healthy eating lifestyle. Make it easy to stick to your healthy eating goals with Green Chef. Go to greenchef.com/IamHuman50 and use code IamHuman50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/IamHuman50.
IAMHUMAN50 and use the code IAMHUMAN50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
It's summertime, which means more traveling, beach days, and a shift in our daily routines. It might mean you also get thrown off of your usual healthy habits. Well, having a green powder available that you can pack with you on road trips or overseas adventures can help you stay on track. That's where the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens comes in. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with products intended to bring your mind and body back in harmony. They consider themselves a by women and for women company. They now offer a nutrient-dense green powder called Daily Nutri-Greens. The Daily Nutri-Greens contain an immune antioxidant and detox blend along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. It also contains other important nutrients such as B12, iron, zinc, and selenium. The Daily Greens are certified organic, and all you have to do is mix with water, but you can also easily add to your smoothies, your oatmeal, or even baked goods. The Daily Nutri-Greens are vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. Another bonus is that the packaging is compostable. Yay! The Apple Banana Daily Nutri-Greens has a pleasant and mild flavor. It's easy to prepare and drink and doesn't leave any gritty aftertaste. When I drink it, I feel great afterward. It's really easy to create a daily ritual around your green drink, integrated into your daily self-care routine. A green powder is one way to fill the gap in your daily nutrition and is an easy and convenient way to get in your greens. These powders are a great way to add more nutrients into your diet during busy times, travel, and transitions in life when you don't have time or have access to fresh veggies. If you're interested in trying Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens, head to myeq.com, that's myeq.com, and use code Dr. Yami, that's DRYAMI, for 15% off Equilibria's Daily Nutri-Greens and much more. That's myeq.com and use code DRYAMI at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Okay, give us a couple more tips.
Okay, so some tips of things you can buy in supermarkets or stores. I believe you guys use the word supermarket as well in the US. It's not just a UK word, but wherever you buy food, right? There are some really cool ready-made things that you can buy. And, you know, people get a bit scared of these because they're like, yeah, but isn't there a little bit of sugar in there? And I'm like, yeah, but the benefit's huge. It's better than you going to like McDonald's, right? So you can buy, for example, in like packets that they don't go off for like a year or two. You can even travel with them. These like almost like vacuum packets of flavored beans and lentils. There might be like a smoky Brazilian bean one, some kind of lovely Mexican pinto bean one. And you can just put these in your suitcase or you can keep them in your cupboard at home. And for dinner or lunch, you can take them to work as well. Grab one of those packets. You can grab a packet of salad. You know, doing vegetables doesn't mean, again, I've got to saute with herbs and even herbs and spices are really good for you, by the way. But you don't have to do, again, some master chef thing. You can be like, right, I'm going to open a packet of salad, chop up some tomatoes, put some of these beans and lentils on. You can get packets of grains as well that you can stick in the microwave. But another trick is like getting a big packet of whole grain rice or any grain, could be your quinoa, buckwheat, or those other ones as well. Bulk cooking is really important. So when you cook this whole grain rice, don't worry about the amounts, just cook the whole packet. Again, you can put some of that, you're gonna have some of it for the next day in the fridge. Make sure you cool it down properly by running cold water in it, by the way, if anyone's worried about rice. And put it in Tupperware, put it in the freezer. So next time you're like, oh, I've got like nothing to eat. If you've got some rice in the freezer, pour hot water through it to defrost it if you want to do it quickly. Add maybe one of those packets of beans or lentils. We can talk about other bulk cooking as well. Add some extra salad. We can talk about marinated tofu as well, but you know, you could add some tofu or tempeh and we can talk about how that works. But you've just made yourself like a meal and you didn't really cook anything. You know, it doesn't, again, it can just be really simple. And that is, again, going to the money side of things, so much cheaper than takeout. And even if you do get a takeout, say you're like, I'm going to order some kind of curry from the takeout, use your own whole grain rice from the freezer instead of ordering you know, the rice that comes with it, that's like, I don't know how much it is in the US, it's like $7 or something. And it, certainly if you order it here, you're going to be paying £5 for like just some boiled rice, which is just crazy. Get the rice. It's going to have more fiber in the whole grain rice from your freezer. Add that to your takeaway and even add some extra vegetables. So even when you're doing a takeaway, do something a bit hybrid to build in more nutrients and make sure that, you know, you're saving some money.
I love those tips because I feel like I'm at the point where restaurants just don't use enough vegetables. Like I always have to specifically ask them and I tell them, please put a ridiculous amount of vegetables in whatever dish, because sometimes it'll be like two little tiny pieces of broccoli. I'm like, this is not enough vegetables. So I like the idea of doing like this hybrid approach. Like maybe you don't have any legumes prepared and you're just really craving this one thing, but you can add your own vegetables from home. And I have what I call emergency meals, where I have things in the pantry, things in the freezer, where I already know that I can put together a meal in like less than 15 minutes. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be filling and it doesn't have to have been prepared beforehand. So frozen vegetables are perfect for that. I love having frozen broccoli in my freezer because I know that I can always have vegetables. There's no excuse. There's always going to be vegetables available to me and it doesn't have to be something I make from fresh. So those are great, great tips. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about athletes, because we're definitely coming to the age now where more people are recognizing the importance of exercise and maybe it's becoming a hobby for them. Or, you know, there's definitely some people that are more serious into it and may be professionals, but the majority of us are not professionals. Okay. Majority of us are just regular people who like to do half marathons, marathons, or want to stay active, maybe bodybuild, lift weights, those kinds of things. So how would your advice change or differ for people that are specifically pursuing athletic endeavors?
First of all, with anyone, what I would want to make sure of is that they have the foundation really, really good. And that can be similar for everyone. You know, it's in terms of understanding, building in more plant-based whole foods. As we know, some people struggle with it if they don't understand a bit about nutrition and cooking and preparing food overall, right? We want to understand, you want to fill your plates with this variety of foods. You want to really get that great balance with lots of complex carbs, good sources of protein, lots of fruit, veg, nuts, seeds. Unfortunately, some people, when they go down the route of vegan, vegetarian, they just fill their plate with like lettuce, or they just take loads of stuff off the plate. And then they're like, I don't feel good. Why is this? So it's getting that foundation right, I think, for everyone, which is really, really important. I think the next thing then comes at looking at the fact that, you know, people who are doing sport, they are doing more running, they're on the pitch, whatever it is. Some of them, A, have busy lives and they need more of these tips and tricks in terms of like what food they put in their bag, for example. You know, they might go straight from work, straight to training. And the other thing is people are going to, you're going to get more hungry, right? You are burning much more energy. You are going to need to eat more. And that becomes even more important because when we get super, super hungry, that's where the temptation also comes to go to the drive-thru, go get something super unhealthy. And that is not going to help your gut, you know, saying you're going to eat just like burger and chips. It's lacking in fiber. It's, you know, going to have lots of saturated fat. It's going to potentially going to put you at risk of future diseases. It's not going to help your recovery time, your digestion, anything. So you want to make sure you're super aware that you're going to get more hungry. And remember, you might just need to eat more, you know, for a start. So making sure that you've got that really, really well prepared. I think it is important to talk about protein as well, because people get super worried about it, you know? And so I do want to address that as well, and making sure that people know the really healthy sources of protein. And that, you know, if you have these great sources of protein as well, you are going to feel more full. You are going to cut some of those cravings. But what really cuts a lot of cravings is fiber. You know, people think it is just the protein that's cutting cravings. Like, no way. Fiber massively, massively cuts these. So I think athletes knowing where some of those best sources of protein are that can come from, or how they can build them. And if they're worried about reaching their protein goals, I think can be really important. I mean, that can just come from protein powders as well, even just using, you know, really pure, not too expensive ones like pure hemp protein. It can be building in more tofu and tempeh and putting that on your plate as well. So you can even get pre-marinated tofu in the supermarkets, for example. You don't have to be doing it all yourself and again become a master chef. So this can be the kind of stuff that you cook up, put in the air fryer, take out with you. So I think that's that sort of stuff is really, really important for athletes. And also remembering that these foods will have lots of antioxidants. They will protect your cells from damage. They will help you recover better. And it's really, really important. You know, if you are putting your body under that level of stress, you want to make sure that you're always fueling with as much as possible on the plant-based whole food side and being very prepared, like I said, for those very hungry times where you're going to be super, super tempted to just go and eat all of the takeaways.
Yeah. And I think also I would add to that to not be afraid of the complex carbohydrates, just like you said before, because there's definitely some athletes that have been misled about that. But if, especially if you're doing a lot of physical activity, your body thrives on that.
Yeah.
So not to be concerned that, oh, I can't do a plant-based diet because it's so high in carbohydrates. It's actually really good for you, mixed with the fiber and the antioxidants and as a whole package. So those are great tips. What do you see are the biggest mistakes that people make when they're transitioning to a plant-based diet?
I think some of the biggest mistakes are, first of all, focusing on what they take out, right? And I know that is important, and we've got to talk about reduction. You know, it would be really, really silly not to. We've got to do that. The focus really needs to be like adding in and thinking about what am I putting on my plate? You know, that's where the magic is going to happen. You know, we know that by reducing the meat, the dairy, et cetera, we are going to get, you know, much better health outcomes. That's going to be great for us. But it's what you put in as well that's going to really help and getting that true variety. And so I think, you know, some of the mistakes people make is they're like, hey, isn't this just kind of eating vegetables? I'm just going to put those on the plates. But sometimes there's also the opposite of that. I see people doing plant-based or they're going vegan and they're actually shockingly not putting enough vegetables on their plate. But they're just putting like a few. And they're like, you know, here's my little portion of, you know, broccoli, and it's like a piece and one little floret of broccoli or something like that. And they don't realize actually that, you know, you can fill your plate out with these foods. I think as well, there's a lot of problems with not really understanding what all of the foods are that they can have in that fully plant-based way of eating. So not understanding that they go, right, I'm going to make an amazing soup. So not eating enough. This is kind of where some of this is coming from, right? I'm going to make this amazing vegetable soup. And there's nothing, you know, there's everything right about what they've made. Everything, right? You've got great nutrients in there. It's all made from plant-based whole foods. It's got some variety in there. But they eat that for lunch and then they're like all over the cookies at like 3 o'clock. And they, you know, they're plant-based or vegan cookies, but they're just like, I don't understand why I'm eating this. And actually, again, a lot of it comes to like adding in. Okay. And this is another really cool tip. Even if you're getting your soup out of a packet from the supermarket or the store, they could have added into that some beans or lentils, right? More fiber, more protein, and some complex carbohydrates in that. Amazing. You know, you're hitting so many of the things that your body needs. And the fiber in beans and lentils keeps you so amazingly full. You know, and so something as small as that, I've had clients who are like, literally adding beans into my soup has changed my life. Like, it's amazing, like the little things that can change people's life. They're like, that's made me so much more full. I can't believe it. And then also I'm saying, okay, hey, why don't you get a nice piece of sourdough, put some avocado on it and have that on the side. And they're like, but isn't there fat in avocado and isn't bread bad for you? It's like, no, there's great, good fats in avocado. There's great fiber in that. And again, like there is nothing wrong with bread, you know, especially your higher quality bread like sourdough. The issue is usually what people put on the bread. Yeah, this is another fear, usually about carbs. People are like, oh, my problem is that I'm eating bread. I'm like, I'm not sure that is the totality of the problem going on. Actually, it's often what you're not eating and it's often what you're putting on that bread. And once they start kind of building that out, they're like, wow, this now makes sense. And it's so simple. And I think another big mistake that this is sort of leading to is people think it's really complex. People think this must be really complex. I must have to be a biochemist to do this. They don't realize something as simple as opening a cheap can of beans and adding it to something, and they're doing it consistently, can elevate their health, their cravings, their gut health, their energy levels. And I think it's like not doing those incremental, consistent things where people make the mistakes.
Yeah, I love that. That's great advice. And I see that as well too, when sometimes people transition, they're just simply not eating enough calories because they've eliminated so many things and they think plant-based just means vegetables. It's like a confusion. Plant-based isn't just vegetables. It's also whole grains, beans, nuts and seeds, and of course, fruit, which like you had said, lots of people are afraid of fruit too. So yeah. If you're afraid of fruit, you're afraid of carbs, you're afraid of fats, basically all you have left is lettuce, which is not going to be filling enough. And you're going to be feeling really, really, really tired and not great. So I think that those are all fabulous tips. Well, Vanessa, this has been fantastic. Now I want to switch gears and ask you a few questions about yourself. What do you wish more people knew?
So many things. I mean, I could go on about this for hours, but I think on this kind of topic, I wish they knew how much they could change their lives by what they put in their body. And I think, you know, the body and health, and you know, also through my own experiences where I've been shocked by different things that have happened to me, I'm not saying things are always going to be perfect. And even if you have a condition, maybe you're not going to get rid of that, right? Your experience of anything can drastically change with nutrition. You know, it doesn't have to be a case of, am I going to 100% change this thing? It's like you can change your life by doing this. You will have more energy. You might, you never know, you might get rid of that. Who knows? But I want people to know that this is always a path. And I want people to know that whether or not you use medication, or if you are on medication, doesn't mean that that's the approach I'm going down now, medication. It's like nutrition should always go with it. You know, it should always go with it. You know, that should be your long-term medication is the nutrition side of things. And I think we are taught so much that a lot of these lifestyle diseases people get, even as much as like aches and pains. Oh, I'm getting old. I'm in my 40s and I have lots of aches and pains. Being told like this is just normal, very, very normal aging, you know, or you're going to get diabetes, or, you know, type 2 diabetes, I should say, that's very much in the family. And, you know, normalizing that, I want people to know that so much more is in their hands to even change that experience, like I said, of a condition. So take those incremental steps and you can be so shocked by how quickly how you feel can change.
Beautiful. How do you define success in this lifetime?
My mission of what I do is freedom for people, planet, and animals, you know, and I guess that's like a big mission and so many other people are on that mission. And it's beautiful. And so, you know, success in this lifetime is to know I've contributed to that, you know, freedom from health issues, freedom from diet mentality for people, freedom for our planet. It is being destroyed, especially through animal agriculture. And of course, freedom for animals. You know, you don't have to be fully vegan to have an impact on that. I want everyone to know that. Like, the more we reduce that demand for animal products, we are reducing that cruelty. So success looks like, right, having created some of that freedom. And then there's freedom for myself. I adore connection. I adore doing things like this. You know, to me, this is like, wow, I can't believe I get to do this and have these conversations and help people. So that connection and that freedom for me to do the things I love, to serve, to have fun, to eat amazing food, to travel. And then, you know, at the end, to have made an impact and a legacy to say, yeah, do you know what? I did leave this planet in a better condition than when I arrived. And that would be success for me.
I love that. Is there a goal or a dream that has evaded you thus far? Or is there something you have left on your bucket list that you'd be willing to share with us?
Ooh. So I think something there's lots of things that I think would be like super, super cool. But I think one of the things I would really love, and sometimes I get scared of talking about it because I'm like, is it going to happen? I would love a TV show, actually. I would love a TV show. And I don't know exactly what it would be, but I would love it to be about really showing people the incredible practical aspects of healthy eating and how that can be built in so everyone watching can learn. I feel like a lot of TV shows about health can be just so extreme, like super size, super skinny. I don't think they really help people very much. And what I would love to do on that is bring in all of the amazing people I know who are specialists in that area, including yourself, by the way. You know, I want to bring these people in who are like, their knowledge is just incredible, because one of the things that I've just found amazing about being in this space and industry is the different skills, you know, that we really, really need. And I love being around the doctors who have this incredible knowledge and on often specialist subjects and conditions and things like that. And I think bringing together that knowledge and the really practical side would just be magical. So I think that is scary to say it, like, you know, one of the dreams that I would love.
Well, I know you're going to get it, and you have to put it out to the universe for it to happen. So you have to keep talking about it. You have to keep visualizing, and then you'll manifest it. What does it mean to be human?
I think one of the big things is connection. You know, like one of the things that I, especially from having a business that I've really felt and really love, is just this like desire humans have, or this natural instinct they have to help each other. Like, that's just amazing. Just like, even when like, it's not going to like supposedly benefit you. It's like, oh, how can I help? I'm like, wow. And I love doing the same thing to someone. I'm like, wow, that felt really good. I'm not getting anything. And it's amazing. And it's beautiful. And it's because we love interaction. And I think, you know, truly when we're in the most beautiful human state, we do want to lift people up. And I know there's a lot of toxicity in the world where people are bringing each other down. I don't believe that's the true them. You know, I think really when we're humans, we want to lift each other up. We want to connect. We believe in that abundance. Like, hey, if I help you, there is enough for everyone. There really is. And I can feel with myself when I get into scarcity mindset, I'm like, I know that's just fear. That's not real, right? Get back into that place where we lift everyone up. And then I think there is that true, incredible ability to feel, be vulnerable, and be seen. And I think that comes into connection as well. And I've learned so much more to be vulnerable and learned that that's okay. And I love hearing other people's vulnerabilities and the strength that that really, really brings. And that beautiful connection and interaction when you are vulnerable, it's an interaction. You know, you can be vulnerable with yourself, but it's amazing being vulnerable with others and getting that beautiful response and support is just one of the most amazing connections. So I think I could give you more and more, but I think for me, those are some of the cores.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, Vanessa, this has been a fabulous conversation. It's been great to get to know you more and learn from you. I know that my audience will greatly appreciate it. So if you can tell us where my listeners can connect with you and what products and services you offer.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. So in terms of the products and services I offer, I do one-to-one coaching. Now that can be in a program. Now it is all super practical. It's like action focused. How does this fit in with my life? How does it fit in with my culture, my likes, my dislikes? How do I make this happen, basically? Now I do programs, and they are fantastic. They're all very bespoke. And you know, you have to like me if you're going to come and do a program. Just saying that, because we're going to have a lot of contact. But I also do something called Power Hours, which, you know, even a TV presenter did it. And then he went and talked about it and was like, wow, like this is actually really easy. And that's a really great way to start. And it's also a great place, you know, if you've got a lower budget as well, you know, it means I can still help you. And it's an hour where we look at your food, you know, you send pictures, which can be emotional as well, but sending some pictures so we can optimize. And so, like, what are the super, super easy things you can do that can be consistent that will really help your health and energy? And I've done this with footballers, boxers, as well as, you know, people way over 70 as well. And it's amazing the changes people get if you're consistent with your sustainable weight loss, potentially energy levels, gut health, cutting cravings, and getting you more empowered about your food. So, you know, that's a beautiful place to start. Now, where you can find me. So you can find me on Facebook. If you just type in Vanessa Sturman, you can find me on there. You can connect with me. You can drop me a message. And on Facebook, I also have a group called How to Go Plant-Based. And it is for everyone. Everyone is welcome. It has got vegans, meat eaters. It is only posting plant-based food though, just so you're aware. And it is very focused on the practical aspects of health, eating out, anything, recipes. There's loads of stuff in there. So you can join that group, and you can also find me on Instagram. So actually, if the American spelling of this is different, so I didn't think about this when I was setting up my business, maybe in a rush. If you type in energize, but it doesn't have a Z, it's an S, energize and thrive plant-based, you'll find me on Instagram. So that's with an S, not a Z on the energize. Okay. And you can just send me a message and we'll connect.
I didn't realize that the English version was with an S.
Yeah, I mean, this is like when you're like good at what you do, but then you start a business and you realize you got to learn loads of stuff about business. And I set it up on Instagram, was doing loads of stuff in the UK, and I have lots of US clients now as well. But like, it was one of those things where I just thought, oh my goodness, this has completely evaded me that you guys use a different letter to us. So yeah, that's been interesting. And then I'm like, I can't believe I'm gonna have to explain this if I get on like that a US so based funny. Podcast or something.
Well, I'm sure people will still be able to find you because things are super searchable. So Vanessa, thank you so much. Thank you for all the work that you do to help others and to protect our planet and to advocate for the animals. We greatly appreciate you. So thank you for being a guest on I Am Human. And I hope that you have a very plantastic day.
Oh, thank you so much. Absolute pleasure. My name is Vanessa Sturman and I Am Human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions and edited by the Castos production team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.